Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A very warm welcome to you all to St. Catharines and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship this second Sunday after Trinity. It's lovely to have you with us. I hope you've all had a good week. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, united in prayer and in praise of our Heavenly Father. We come to hear and receive his holy word that we may live our lives as faithful disciples. And so as we come before our Heavenly Father, we open our hearts to him in prayer. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you. No secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you show us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us into life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour, who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty. Lord, you have taught us that all our doings without love are nothing worth. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, the true bond of peace and of all virtues, without which whoever lives is counted dead before you. Grant this for your only Son, Jesus Christ's sake, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Exodus. They had journeyed from Rephidim, entered the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. Israel camped there in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the Israelites, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the Israelites." So Moses came, summoned the elders of the people, and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. The people all answered as one, "Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And a response to Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. As you go, proclaim the good news, says the Lord. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned the 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew the tax collector, James son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who would betray him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news, the kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Last Sunday, we set out on our long journey through the Trinity season. It is an exciting journey in which we discover more about the teachings of Jesus and what they mean to us, for the way that we live our lives. Our readings today are focused on journeys. In our first reading, the Hebrews are journeying through the wilderness, and God tells Moses that the Hebrews will be a treasured people, a holy nation. In our second reading, Paul reminds us that we are justified by our faith in Christ. By our faith, God has drawn us into his family. We are now part of the holy nation which God proclaimed to Moses. What does that mean to us? This is what we are called to consider during the long season of Trinity. In our gospel reading, we see Jesus on a journey, traveling between cities and villages, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. He then commissions his disciples to go and proclaim the good news that in him the kingdom of God has come near with the promise of eternal life with God in the paradise of heaven for all who believe, for all who build their lives on love and who love all others as he loves us. Today we embark on the journey, which is the season of Trinity. It can be a season of great joy, an exciting journey of self-discovery and growth for all who open their hearts fully to God and allow his word to take root in their hearts. We water and feed those roots as we listen to the voice of Jesus in the words of Scripture, and as we receive the grace of God, as we receive the sacrament of Holy Communion, where we take the body and blood of Christ into the deepest part of our being. As the roots of faith strengthen within us, they will begin to flower in acts of kindness, generosity and love in the service of God's people, as we find ourselves being transformed into the image of Christ, which is God's will for us and for all his people. Like the apostles, Jesus called us to his service. He sends us out into his world to proclaim his saving presence by living our lives as he lived his, lives of service, kind, generous, selfless lives, in order to build a better world for all, the world for which Christ died. So let us set out on this journey full of heart, with Christ at our head and our side. We travel together, fellow pilgrims, on the road to eternal life. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own ministry area. May the church be faithful to its calling of bringing the good news of Christ to all the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of war, violence, and oppression. Among them, we pray for the people of the Ukraine, the Sudan, the Holy Land, the Middle East, and the Gulf. For all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit to bring peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we bring the love of God to all in need among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed, those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Blessed are those who make peace. They shall be called God's children. Peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. Loving Father, we thank you for feeding us at the supper of your Son. Sustain us with your Spirit, that we may serve you here on earth, until our joy is complete in heaven, and we share in the eternal banquet with Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just before our blessing and our final hymn, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gelligaer, for our service of home worship this morning. It's been really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a safe, healthy and peaceful week to come. I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
I earth, O